we've been feeling the pain at the pump around here for quite a while now, but would you believe gasoline prices seem to be going down in parts of the country? AAA says prices fell by about a penny over the weekend, now averaging $3.93 a gallon. However, the average around here is $4.05. Meantime, oil prices are lower today over concerns about the economic recovery.
Joining us now live, oil and gas analyst Phil Flynn. Phil, thanks for coming back.
Thanks. It's good to be back, and good to be back with some good news on gas prices.
Yeah, well, tell us about it. Why are they falling off?
Well, you know, normally, believe it or not, this time of year is the time we peak. You know, it used to be the 4th of July, but more often than not, it becomes right around this time of year when we hit the rollover from the winter blends to the summer blends. We're right in the middle of that area, and, you know, I think there's this anticipation that we'll see new supplies come online very quickly. Refineries will come out of maintenance. That'll mean more supplies of gasoline, and the prices will go down. But the other thing, of course, is the fact that crude oil hit an 8-week low, and there's hopes that those prices could continue to fall. And so that, put it all together, means lower prices.
You know, Phil, 3-4 weeks ago, there were cries of $5 a gallon gasoline. So, I mean, what changed here in the last 3 weeks?
I think the perception of the possibility of a war with Iran. I mean, 4 weeks ago, the market was pricing in a conflict. Let's face it. You know, there didn't seem to be any chance that we could step back from the brink with a war with Iran. And what you saw, you know, especially in Europe, in Asia, in Japan, is people hoarding supply because they really thought there was going to be a war. Now there's going to be talks with Iran, with some of the six major parties, you know, Europe, the United States, and other major players to try to talk ourselves away from a war. And that's one of the reasons why we've seen a decrease in oil prices. I'll tell you this, if there's some way that, you know, that there's an agreement to end the Iranian oil embargo and, you know, Iran quits, you know, making nuclear weapons, if they come to some type of an agreement, that could be the biggest break we've seen for gasoline prices that we probably have seen since, you know, the economic crisis started to unfold back in 2008.
Well, that would be good on any number of levels, Phil. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is oil gas analyst Phil Flynn.